Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, when you read Psalm 61, say, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for this time that you give us to come together as a church to worship you and to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the members of the congregation here. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, that whatever the purpose of gathering us today, with your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. Let's come now to God, let us confess our sins and our shortcomings and the thing that we have done wrong and the thing that we know it is right and we did not do. Lead us and guide us and help us. Strengthen us with your love and mercy. So confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive you and he will purify from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that we have in Jesus. Thank you for the, thank you for your blood that shed on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life. Teach us more of your ways and guide us and help us and support us and strengthen us with your love and your mercy, O God. Let's come to God and give him thanks for all the good things that he gave us and he provides for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our lives, for our families, the good health you give us, our children, the provision, the protection, the guidance, the ministry, all what you have provided for us, and the opportunity to serve you and to minister to you, Lord. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Let's come now to the Lord and ask him our needs. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Let's come to God and ask him all our needs. Thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers. We trust at the perfect time you provide for us all our needs and you satisfy us with good things. As you pray for one another, you know any brother or sister who is in need, who having problems, just pray for her, just pray for him, just pray for them. We thank the Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters. Provide for need, for their needs, O God. Guide them, Lord. Help them. I pray for those who have no job. Provide for them in the name of Jesus. Pray for those sick among them. Give them good health, Lord. To strengthen them with your grace and mercy. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Answer our prayers for our brothers and sisters. Let your name be lifted up and magnified and glorified, Lord. We pray for all of us the protection from all pandemic, sicknesses, accidents, world cup devil. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. Let's pray. Lord, hear our prayers as we are praying for our families. I pray, Lord, that you bless each and every family in a special way. Provide their needs. I pray for salvation for those members who are away from you, Lord, who does not know you. Bring them to your knowledge, O God. Let them know you and follow you, Lord. I pray for provision for each and every family. I pray for protection. I pray for guidance, and I pray for help that comes from you. I pray for each and every family to shine before the people, that people will see Christ in us through our life and attitude and action. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us. Pray for each and every husband to lead his family according to your will. Pray for each wife to be a meet helper for the husband. And they will work together to lead the children in the right way. I pray for children to feel you and to commit their life and to also listen to their parents and the word of God they give them. Pray now for your work. Also pray for the places that we are working, your boss, your company, your visa. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry. We pray that each and every one of us to be a good example to the people who are with him in the workplace. Oh God, that we work diligently, that we'll be a good testimony to you, Lord. We'll be a good steward. We'll be humble. Oh God, and I pray, oh Lord, bless all these places that all our brethren are working, that for their sake bless these places and give them income and business and work so they will receive what's due for them from salaries. And we trust you, Lord, that you will answer our prayers and they will be faithful to you to bring their tithes and offering and fellowship and to evangelize, to speak your word to the people around them. Let's pray. Also now pray for your neighborhood, pray for your friends, your relatives, those whom you are in contact with daily, and whoever you know that God will use you to preach the gospel to them. Lord, hear our prayers. We trust you, God, that you will bring out of all these people that we are in contact with, people to serve you, people to follow you, people that they would know you, O God. Hear us, help us, guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for souls to come. Use all our contacts, the media that we have, all our effort. Help us, Lord, to reach people for you. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this country, UAE, and to other nations and countries that the church has expanded, our families back home, where we are reaching out in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India and Sri Lanka and Philippines, in Pakistan, Australia, America, Ukraine, also Nigeria, Uganda, Sierra Leone, Malawi, in all these places the church had contact and families and congregations to pray. Lord, bless all these nations that you place us. We pray that we'll have favor from you and from them, from the governor's authority. And we pray whatever documentations, whatever papers, whatever offices we need, you will provide for us, O God. We trust you, Lord, for finances. We trust you, Lord, for provision, for protection. I pray for visions and dreams that you reveal yourself to them. They will know that you are the true God and we are your servants. We commit ourselves to pray for people and authorities, to pray for the nations around us to know you. We commit ourselves to be a good citizen, to obey the rules, O God. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring the gospel to them, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O Lord. O Lord, hear our cry. We ask you to give us the nation. O Lord, help us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as you promise, surely that you will be with us to the very end of the age. Let's pray now for the church. Pray for yourself, pray for your ministry. Pray that you will be refilled with the Holy Ghost and that you will be a good character like Jesus to go forward and save him. I pray for the church to grow. I pray for each and every one of us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and those who are filled to be refilled once again with the Holy Spirit, that, O Lord, that we will have the spiritual gifts that we need to reach people, gift of feeling, gift of faith, gift of preaching, pastoring, teaching, whatever skills and talents, you will be the one to equip us, O Lord, to go on and serve you, O God, to preach your word. I pray for more Bible studies, more congregations to be planted here in UAE, in other countries, other nations, other cities, villages, towns, O Lord. I pray for the vision you give us, multiplication and peace to be helping, O God. Bless all the workers, all the pastors, all the evangelists of the church. Help them, O God. Help the parents. Help all the workers. I pray for each and every one of us to be willing to submit to your will, to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, and joy, perseverance, long-suffering, righteousness, humility, generosity, that we will express the attitude and the character of Jesus. O God, help us, even this today, anoint our worship, anoint our prayers, O God, anoint our songs, this recording, the message, the giving, all the items of our worship. Let your name be lifted up, Lord. Let your name be glorified. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us give thanks to the Lord and let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Forever, for he is good, he is above all things. You, my Lord, and see. Worship you, my
We live to worship you. We live to serve you. And do your will and do your work. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time you give us together. That you brought us into the most holy place. We meet you face to face. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that has driven us. Thank you for the refreshment that we have in your presence. And Lord, we pray, you honor the rest of our items of worship. Even your words speak to us and guide us and help us to go on and serve. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, let us be seated in God's presence. Let us time now to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to bring them into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Lord, thank you for all what you give us. Thank you for all what you provide for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the coming blessing that you give to each and every one of us. We thank you for the breath of our life. We thank you for your provision. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the eternity that we have in you. Thank you for your blood that shed on the cross for our sin, to give us eternal life. Lord, thank you for all the tithe giver and those who bring their first fruit and offering and vows to you, Lord. O God, I pray, open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour us so much blessing in their life, they have no place to keep, O Lord, and rebuke the devourer. O Lord, that no fine, no penalties, rebuke it all, rebuke sicknesses, accidents. O Lord, theft, all things that is the devil may try to attack, we rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. And let all nations know that we are blessed by you and with you. Thank you, God. Use this money to reach the lost, to reach people who are in need of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Daniel. Daniel, you read chapter 6, the whole chapter. Book of Daniel, chapter 6. Say it, please, Darius, to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes may give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there was an error or fault found at him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said, thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of the lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of Medes and Persians, which altered not. Therefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and toward Jerusalem he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or a man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Again, I will repeat this. Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths. Hallelujah. That they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and they broke all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. The king Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages, that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth, hallelujah, and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heavens and in the earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persians. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you give us, you give to your church in time of need, to help us to understand your word and the meaning and what you want to tell us. I pray in the name of Jesus you will strengthen us and you will guide us with your love and your mercy, Lord, to lead us step by step. Anoint my lips and put verses and statements to encourage your people, to help them to understand your will, to guide them, to teach them your ways and your commands. Lord, we pray the purpose of sending this word of yours to your church shall be accomplished, and you receive the bountiful, Lord, harvest 30, 60, and 100. Let your name be lifted up. And let your name be glorified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. The story of Daniel, every time we read it, we are encouraged, we are energized. And also, we would like to see that what God had done in the life of Daniel also will be done in our lives. We have read how Daniel was thrown into the den of the lions and how God protected him. In our lives, we may not have lions around us, but demons and satans are there to attack us. And even there are rules and people, they may work for Satan to attack us, but we must trust God. As he had delivered Daniel, he also delivered us. But here we also should understand that God, when he worked in the life of Daniel, Daniel had followed God in certain things, and he observed certain lifestyle that attracted God to work miracles in his life. What are the things that we may learn from the life of Daniel that we can apply in our life, so we can see the all miracles, all provision, and what God had done in his life, we can see it in our life. First, Daniel was an accountable person. He was having good stewardship and good administration. When the king, they have 120 provinces, and there's over every province there's somebody to lead, and there are three presidents. This, the system, the purpose of it is that, as we have read in verse 2, that the king should have no damage, no loss. So we need to be good steward of what God had laid in our hands, whether in the family, in the work, in the church, everything. We should be accountable before God and before men. We need to be people of accountability, good steward of what God had given to us. What else we can observe from the scripture about the life of Daniel? Daniel was, in verse 3, it said, and this Daniel was preferred above the prisoners and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Inside him was excellent spirit that he has developed attitude, any criteria that is that to do the work in a way that is, this man was working not for men but was working for God. He have such kind of excellent spirit that make him distinguish himself. And that's what God wanted from us. In every place God had placed us, we need to excel in the field that God had put us. God knows what He is doing, and we need to be having excellent spirit and develop it as Daniel had developed that. What is else in the life of Daniel? He was faithful and honest person. Verse 4. He said, then the prison and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much he was faithful, he was an honest person, he was a good testimony to God and to the church, he was a disciple of Jesus, and they were looking at him, but they could not find him because he was a faithful person. We need to be faithful to where we had been given responsibility. We need to be accountable, we need to be faithful to what we have received from responsibility. What else we can find in the life of Daniel in the same verse? Neither was there any error or fault found in him. He has no fault and no error. That's the point. We need to be careful when every place we are working, we should understand that we should be working without error or fault, because this error and fault cause damages. So we need to be careful how to do our work in every corner. God had placed you. You need to be careful how to manage. First, be good steward, accountable. Be faithful. Having developed criteria, good attitude, develop skills, so that you will work without error, without fault, and people can see that you are faithful in what you entrusted to you. Daniel was also keen to observe the word of God. Then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. He was very keen to obey and apply the word of God in his life. His enemy, they could not find any fault they can do on him. They say only thing is that we can only get him by persecution, because they know that Daniel is obedient fully to the word of God. They thought, if you make a rule that against the word of God, Daniel will not obey this rule. Because Daniel will obey the word of God. And this is the only thing that we can't penetrate on him. Be careful to fully obey the word of God. Don't fear man. God, as you going to fully obey his word, God will frustrate all the trials of man to persecute you. Amen. As you obey the word of God faithfully, trusting God, no power of darkness, no power of man can overcome you as long you obey the word of God diligently. Daniel, because of all these things, he was another criteria of him. He was a courageous man. He was bold and strong to stand firm, you know. He was in exile, not in his country. He was alone, but he was strong because his strength came from his trust in his God. In verse 13, he says, when they accused him to the king and they found him praying, what they told the king, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, he was exiled. But he was not afraid. He was strong because he followed the word of God. God was at his back. Regardless, not yes, we don't regard things that's not of God. O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but make this petition 3 times a day to God. Yes, we need to obey God. Hallelujah. From where coming boldness and courage? When we obey the, when we obey the Lord. What else? What else we can learn from the life of Daniel? He is a man who trusted God fully. He's not a trusting man. You know, people, they make friends with people, they think that they can help them when trouble comes. I tell you, no man can help you in time of trouble except God himself. Even the king, as we have read, when they told him Daniel, he was shocked. Oh, he wants to help him, but they told him, no, you cannot change the rule. You must put him in the den of lions. Even the king wanted to help him, he could not. That is here the point. Learn it. Learn it. Put your trust fully on God. That's why you need to obey him. Because in time when you have troubles, no one can help you. Make your friendship and your alliance with God only, because he is the only one can help you in the time of troubles. Daniel was a stable man. He was a stable man when he heard the rule coming that anyone who pray in 1 month, this month, to any other person or God, except to the king, he will be. When he hear that rule, he was not in panic. He was a stable man. He was not in panic. What he did? He did not run to the king. He went and he prayed. He was not afraid because he had a trust in God, that God is in full control about everything going on. That's what we learn. That is the thing that we need to develop, to learn today from Daniel, so that can help us in our life, in our struggles, in this life, until he will come and take us with him. When you are trained to trust God and set your heart fully on him, when coming by the news, you are in full, you are stable because trusting God, he is in full control. What else we learn about Daniel? We read verse 10 about him. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did a third time. That's what he did. He was a man of kneeling down, a man of giving thanks to God, and a man of a prayer. Three times was doing it continually. Problem, no problem, he was doing it. That was his routine. We need to learn these things. That's our routine. Prayer, thanking God, kneeling down at his feet. How many of you kneel down? How many of you praying? How many of you thanking God? That's here the point. These are what we learn today. Because lions and troubles are coming, but we need to be ready now with all these things. Continue to meditate on the message. God is speaking to us today through his word. Amen. What else? What else we learn from Daniel? Daniel gave a great testimony to his enemies. You know, in verse 11, we read that then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making a supplication before his God. You know, just a very big testimony. He changed them. He did not change. They see how he kneeled down. He's not afraid. That is how God want to use us to be a challenge to our enemies with our commitment to God. Our enemies will be challenged to be changed when they will see how we are committed to God and how we are committed to what God had entrusted to us and how we trust God fully in our life. When they throw him in there, before they throw him, the king told him in verse 16. Then the king commanded and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, what the king told him, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. We learn to serve God continually. Amen. I serve God continually. Lift up your hand and tell, I serve God continually. We need to serve God continually. Because He is the only one can deliver us from trials. In verse 20, after they thrown, whole night, the king, next morning, he went quickly. And what he said to Daniel, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? He told him, your God that you serve continually. Even the king know that Daniel served God continually. These are why Daniel was safe. That's a criteria of him. He was safe because he was serving God continually. We need to serve God continually without interruption in our life. Amen. What else we learn from Daniel? In verse 22, Daniel answered, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not heard me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no harm. He told him, God has sent his angel, and he closed the mouth of the lions. Why? He gives the reason here. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, then it was innocent. His heart was clean, pure, and his hand did not do bad things. That's all the things. We should have a pure heart, clean hands, so that God will be attracted to work in our lives. Amen. Pure heart, clean hands, so that God will work. And what else we learn from the same verse? He say, Daniel said, and also before thee, O king, have I done no harm. He did not hurt or do harm to the king. He did not, he just done his responsibility and his duties. We should not harm and hurt. We need to others. We need to wait upon God. He will be the one to deal with those who are mad and those who are evil. What else? What else we can learn from the life of Daniel, from what we have read? In verse 13, in verse 23, then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take up, they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Hallelujah. No manner of hurt was found in him, because he believed in his God. He believed in God's word. He has in fully trust in God, that God had going to deliver him. That's where we need to be applying faithfully, diligently the word of God. Because to believe, it means that to obey. He believed God faithfully. That's why he was fully obedient. He trusted God that he would take him out. And God took him out truly, without any hurt. But as we learn from the life of Daniel, we learn to forgive those people who hurt us and harm us. Daniel did not plan to revenge from those who hurt him and those who put him down. But he focused on God. We need to focus on God. We need to focus on his work. We need to focus on doing his will. Those who hurt us, we just leave them aside. God will deal with them. We learn to forgive those who hurt us. But we need to focus on our assignment. What else we learn from Daniel? Daniel preached the gospel in a profound way. With the lifestyle that he lived, with the way he did his work, he preached the gospel in a very profound way. You just go through the scripture and you go through this chapter and see how we can learn much, how we can preach the gospel. You know, Daniel convinced the king that his God is the true God. And the king himself, you know, as we have read that at the end of the chapter, the king himself, he is the one who make letter and he start to evangelize, telling them that the God of Daniel is the only true God. Amen? Let's all stand. Let's all stand in his presence. Let us come to God. Come to God. Have we learned good things today? God wants us to apply them in our lives. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Come at the feet of Jesus, at his feet. Surrender your life and your will unto him. Let us confess your sins. Compare yourself with Daniel. I'm going to compare myself with Daniel, so I can see my wrongdoing and I can repent and come back to God. Come to God with repentance, a broken heart, So he can lift us out. At your feet, O God, here we are, coming to worship you, confessing our sin, our trespass. That you would deliver us from all troubles. I pray for my brothers and sisters who are here, our brethren in other congregations and in other places, O God. Deliver us whatever problems that we face, like Daniel, O God. Lord, that we will continue to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Thank you for all the brethren, O God, who are standing like Daniel, planting churches, planting congregation, planting Bible study, and is still looking to the church and supporting the church, O God, like Daniel, who looked from his window toward Jerusalem, O Lord, having regard to the church. O God, we thank you for all the brethren, O God. Thank you for all the workers who faithfully serving you, standing firm against all the vices of the devil, obeying your word, O God. Lord, we pray that each and every one of us would take heed of the message and apply them in our life. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Silent face of the
Amen, amen.